After many, many days of closed-door negotiations, we finally have an agreement on the 2016 budget. The deal heads to the floors of the House and Senate today, and if it passes, it means no more continuing resolutions for the remainder of 2016 and some certainty on the pay and benefits front for federal employees. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski is the senior Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee and had a key role in negotiating the final deal. She talked with me on Wednesday afternoon.
I think people are anxious to get the job done and make sure, first of all, that we do not have a government shutdown or a government slowdown. So I believe we will have the votes to pass this bill so that the government will have its full funding for fiscal year 2016. I'm optimistic about getting all of the votes, and I believe we will have passed both the House and the Senate by Friday afternoon.
As to the provisions that are important to federal employees, I know you've been hard at work on the bill, but we haven't got a chance to review it in detail yet, so I'll just ask you, what do you think are the most important provisions in there that are going to matter to federal
well,
workers?
The most important thing was, number one, no shutdown. Number two, no sequester. Number three, we were able to ensure that both the white-collar and blue-collar federal employees got a cost of living adjustment. It was limited to only 1%. I was not happy about that. I wanted it to be at least 3%, but at least we got them to acknowledge that the federal employees do deserve a cost of living increase. The second was to continue to prohibit the terrible Bush administration process of contracting out federal employee jobs. Yes, you can have contractors. We all know we have contractors, but not to contract out the jobs, and it's been kept the ban on A-76. The other is because of what has happened with the OPM employee protections, because of the terrible thing that occurred with the hacking. And what I did, working with my colleagues, particularly those of us in the Washington metropolitan area, to provide $5 million in liability protections for related damages and at least 10 years of credit monitoring and identity theft protection to those employees that have been affected by the breach. So we were concerned that, you know, OPM just wanted to do this for a very short time. These hacking and getting your identity stolen and those important numbers and aspects to your life can go on for years. So, again, teaming up with Senator Cardin, John Warner, and Tim Kaine, we really pushed to provide at least 10 years of credit monitoring and look out for identity theft and provide $5 million in liability protection for any damages.
And of course, there had been talk about lifetime identity protection in the past. Was that something that came up during negotiations and just couldn't get it, or?
Yes, I pushed for lifetime because of the necessity and what we've been hearing from our great federal employees. But we could not get it, and so the compromise was 10 years of chronic credit monitoring and identity theft protection, and $5 million in liability protection.
And just to clarify one last detail on the OPM breach, is this for any automatic for any federal employee, or do you need to have been notified that you were a victim of the breach?
This covers those employees affected by the breach.
Understood. Okay, so it essentially takes the existing protection services that OPM is already offering and just extends it out to 10 years instead of 3. Is that about right?
Yes. That's exactly right. We thought 3 years was a ridiculous time. And, you know, we're concerned that this will go on longer. We did our best, and we did work together. But so I feel very good, though, that we at least got these 10 solid years.
Last thing before you go, just stepping back, I mean, what, if anything, does the fact that we now have a 2-year budget deal and an appropriations bill for one of those, what does that tell us about federal budget stability going forward? I mean, are we finally past the point of shutdown threats and debt ceiling fights and all the things we've gotten used to over the past few years, or is that too much to hope for?
I think because we have a two-year budget deal, that gives us the total block grant the appropriations can spend without waiving the Budget Act. I believe that what we will do this year is meet our requirement to produce 12 appropriation bills one time, one at a time. That would be my goal, particularly in my last year of the Senate, to be able to follow a regular order where we can do one bill at a time. People have the chance to scrutinize and comment, all done in the sunshine. That's more my way. And now that we have that budget agreement, we in the Appropriations Committee do hope to continue that. As soon as the President submits his budget for 2017 in February, we're going to go to work immediately on next year. But right now we're wrapping up this year, fingers crossed that we get the votes we need to cross the fiscal line and ensure that our government is functioning the way it should.
Is that a bipartisan commitment to regular order in the appropriations process?
We in the Appropriations Committee have always been committed to regular order. Certainly here on the Senate side, Senator Cochran, who now chairs it, really is another old school Senate person like me. We do believe in regular order. We do believe in bills one at a time. And I believe we have that same feeling from Congressman Hal Rogers, our House counterpart, Anita Lilly. What slows us down is fights not of the Appropriations Committee making, but there are other leadership fights, ideological fights, or the budget hawks wanting to fund only defense and forget discretionary spending, where for those who feel don't do that, you'll hollow out America, the very America we're defending needs to be funded and operated in education, in innovation, the new jobs, and also looking out for our physical infrastructure. So, but it's been a good year, and we think we can pass this without a lot more drama and a lot more nail-biting from our federal employees.
We can always hope. Senator Mikulski, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski is the vice chairwoman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. You can share this interview with your colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click share with friends.